Christians wonder about their future after the death of Hugo Chavez. A fire hits a Christian community in India, and radio is helping reach the unreached in the mountains of the Himalayas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Venezuelans will bury their president, Hugo Chavez, tomorrow. Meanwhile, Vice President Nicolas Maduro will act as the interim president. He's also running as Chavez's hand-picked successor in the presidential election in 30 days. The big question now is, what now? Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada thinks it's likely that Chavism will reign on.
He's a guy that does hold to the socialist ideology. We don't expect things to change drastically for the evangelical church when it comes to evangelism and freedom to, you know, even gather.
Oppression is steadily growing. In fact, Venezuela made it to a watch list in the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. It's likely to continue, and Musselman's concerned that churches will be forced to compromise.
Pray that the church leaders, the Christians that are serious about evangelizing and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, will continue to remain devoted to the Lord. They will not be intimidated.
Next, one of HCJB Global's radio staffers in the Middle East and North Africa has been arrested for his faith. President Wayne Peterson says this is a microcosm of a bigger picture.
Brothers and sisters are being arrested and persecuted for the faith each and every day.
It's big to HCJB because it's personal. This young man has played a key role for HCJB over the last 2 years. Security risks prevent us from getting specific, but Peterson explains.
We prayed that God would intervene in the situation to release this brother back to his family. We also prayed that God's presence would be strongly felt in that prison cell and that he would not be discouraged but encouraged.
His family is also at risk. His ID and passport were confiscated, too. He's also been required to return for interrogation. The next few weeks are critical.
Prayed that he might have opportunity to share Christ with others that are in prison, and God would use this situation as a way to bring other people to faith in Jesus Christ.
This is Mission Network News. There was a deadly fire in Andhra Pradesh, India. MNN's Katie Harth has that story.
In a rural Christian community, believers watched helplessly as flames consumed everything they owned.
The houses are pretty close together, and so as the flames leapt up from these thatched roofs, they would just jump to the next roof over. It's like a wildfire spreading in the forest when the fires get up to the tops of the trees and they just do these crown jumps.
The fire took at least 5 lives and some families' livelihoods. Donna Glass with India Partners says they're sending kits with essential daily items, food, blankets, clothing, towels, and so much more.
It sounds like a lot, but the prices in India make it such that you can provide all of this for a family for $80.
Go to our website to help. Pray for the families who've experienced loss.
That they know God's peace, that their faith is not shaken, that they remain strong.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
In other news, thousands of people in high mountain villages in the Himalayas gather in a central location for the winter. It's in this large community that a Vision Beyond Borders team got creative to share about Jesus. They worked with a local radio station to broadcast an audio Bible twice a day for 10 days. As a result, around 150,000 people heard the gospel in their heart language. And Bangladesh is one of the most densely populated countries in the world. With over 91% of the people clinging to Islam, your prayers are vitally important right now. A Wycliffe Bible Translators team is translating the New Testament into a local language. They hope to have it ready for print by the fall of 2013. Ask God to guard the team's time, health, and technical equipment. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jensen. Are we running or are we willing to go wherever he sends us? Be changed by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.